Remember Napster? The record companies won't forget it soon, because Napster allowed anyone connected to the internet to download music for free. Napster is history, thanks to a court order, but record companies are still worried about music theft, and they're doing something about it. This makes commentator Vance Heiner very unhappy.
The world's media conglomerates got together a few months ago and decided they better start protecting their artists from an evil that threatens the very livelihood of every professional musician and singer in the world. According to them, I am part of this threat, because last week I made a copy of the latest U2 CD for my car stereo. If the media moguls have their way, I'll never be able to do that again. Quietly and with no warning, many music companies are inserting copyright protection software into new releases that will make it impossible to burn copies of those CDs on computers or make any digital copy of the material whatsoever. That's what the corporations are saying, but musicians like the Dixie Chicks, Courtney Love, and Chuck D, on the other hand, say that few artists make significant money from the sale of CDs. Most major record companies pocket nearly 90% of the profits generated by CDs. So for artists, CDs are actually little more than promotional tools. Many musicians make the lion's share of their money from concerts and merchandise. So who's really ripping the artists off? Consumers like me, who purchase hundreds of new CDs every year and make copies for their cars and offices, or the record company executives? Whenever I see a Behind the Music episode on VH1 about a musician who winds up penniless after selling millions of records, it certainly isn't the fans who get the blame. No, these poor, hapless singers and songwriters invariably cite the record company's legal department for their woes. Today, these very lawyers claim that copyright protection is the only thing keeping musicians out of the poorhouse. I'm skeptical. Consider this. We can check out books from a library and make photocopies of anything we want for our own personal use. Are the lawyers of publishing firms and authors asleep at the wheel? Why isn't Random House manufacturing books with a reflective form of paper that inhibits photocopying? I can even make copies of video movie rentals and anything that comes through my TV cable. But heaven forbid I try to make a copy of one of my own CDs. It's ironic that the very companies who are selling us CD burners are also quietly inserting software that will make this equipment virtually worthless. Talk about calculated obsolescence. Music fans need to send a message to the media conglomerates. If they're going to charge us $19 for a new CD, only give a dime of the profits to the artists, and prevent us from making personal copies, we're going to return these faulty CDs to the stores, make free copies of all the CDs we already own, and give those CDs away to anyone who wants to take them. Try to make some software to prevent that.
Vance Heiner is a freelance writer, teacher, and audiophile. He lives in St. Louis.